我相信今天晚上到礼拜堂的弟兄姐妹都是对耶稣有特别的感恩的心。
I believe those of you who came this evening are the members of our church who have special thankful heart to the Lord.
今天是受难节，我们纪念耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
Today is Good Friday, is the day that we remember the suffering of our Lord Jesus on the cross.
刚才主席带领我们读了四福音中选的几段经文。
The chairman a few moments ago have led us in reading four different passages.
我们知道四福音都是记载耶稣的事情。
The readings all came from the four Gospels, and we know the Gospels talked about Jesus' life.
这个四福音啊，并不是自传，乃是别人替耶稣写这个传记。
Now these four Gospels are not autobiography, but are written by someone else about the life of Jesus.
四个人从不同的角度介绍耶稣。
Four different writers introducing the person of Jesus from four different angles.
马太讲到耶稣是君王，他非常的尊贵。
Matthew talked about Jesus being the anointed king.
马可讲到耶稣是神的仆人，非常的勤劳。
The Gospel of Mark emphasizes Jesus being the servant of God who worked very diligently while on earth.
怎么可能一个人又是君王又是仆人？
How is it that one can be a king, an anointed king, at the same time be a servant?
在耶稣身上就是可能。
But It may not seem possible, but it is true in the life of Jesus.
耶稣的伟大就是在这里。
The greatness of Jesus lies in this exact fact.
他有最崇高的地位，可是他有最彻底的舍己。
He occupies the highest position, and yet he also lived the lowliest life.
路加讲到耶稣是一个完美的人。
The Gospel of Luke emphasized the fact that Jesus was a complete man.
约翰讲到神是全能的神，借着耶稣表现出来。
Gospel of John emphasized the fact that God demonstrated his character, his attribute, manifests his attribute fully in the person of Jesus.
中国古代的哲学思想就是希望人能够努力，将来有一天呢，能够天人合一了。
Ancient Chinese philosophy often teach the lesson that man needs to work hard and hard so that one day heaven and earth can become one.
就是那些最伟大的人也只是把这件事情当作一个目标，他们达不到。
Even the greatest of the ancients in China only placed that thought as a goal. They never thought of achieving that goal.
一般的人说人非圣贤，那孰能无过？可是圣人怎么讲呢？这个孔子他说啊，他获罪一天呢，无所导也。他也承认他有罪。
Even the most famous scholar, teacher, Confucius admitted that even him was not perfect in all ways.
可是耶稣基督就把这个最崇高的理想啊，把它表现出来。
But Jesus was unique in the sense that he took the highest principles and was able to demonstrate it in his practical life.
一般人写一个人的传记，多半呢都注意他一生所做的各样的事情。
Frequently, when you write a biography of a person, you often emphasize the things that that person has done.
比方说你读亚伯拉罕·林肯的传记，也许有几百页、几千页，可是讲到他的死的就是最后几页。
For example, the President Abraham Lincoln, if you read his biography, it was, say, maybe a few hundred pages about his life, and only maybe a very few pages about how he died.
可是在读四福音的时候，很多人都觉得奇怪，为什么记载耶稣基督的这个传记啊，那么注意他的死呢？
But if you read about the four Gospels, you will find something very interesting, and that is great portion of the description of the writing is devoted to his last moments on earth.
上个礼拜天是这个棕树节的主日。
Last Sunday was Palm Sunday.
这个 Palm Sunday 就是纪念耶稣啊，他在受难以前啊，他最后一次进到耶路撒冷去。
Palm Sunday is the day that we remember, which was the day that Jesus entered triumphantly into the city of Jerusalem prior to his suffering.
我们知道他那天是骑着一个小驴子。
We know that day he went into the city of Jerusalem on a small donkey.
在这个四福音里面，你都可以找到那一段记载，讲到耶稣骑驴进到耶路撒冷。
You will find in all four Gospels a very vivid description of Jesus' triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday.
从那个时候开始，就是讲到耶稣在世界上最后一个礼拜。
From that moment on, which would be the last week of Jesus' life on this earth.
我们来看一看马太福音。
Let's take a look at the book of Matthew.
马太福音，大家知道一共有多少章吗？
How many chapters are there in the book of Matthew?
28章。
28 chapters in the gospel according to Matthew.
哪一位可以找得到啊？马太福音里第几章记载耶稣进耶路撒冷？
Who can find which chapter it is that describes Jesus' entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday?
哪一位找得到吗？第几章？
Which chapter?
找到了就请你讲好吗？
If you find it, can you just speak up?
马太福音第几章讲到耶稣骑驴进耶路撒冷？
Which?
对了。
Chapter 21.
21章，请大家打开来看。
Chapter 21. Let's turn to chapter 21 of Matthew.
这里第一节开始就讲到耶稣啊，到了橄榄山，然后他就打发门徒去牵那个驴，他就进耶路撒冷。从这里开始讲到耶稣在世上最后一个礼拜。
Starting in verse 1 of chapter 21 describes Jesus' entry into the city of Jerusalem and begins his last week on earth.
马太福音一共二十八章。
There are 28 chapters in the book of Matthew.
前面二十章都是讲到耶稣前三十三年的事情，最后从第一章二十一章到二十八章有八章讲到最后一个礼拜。
The first 20 chapters contain records of his first 33 years of life on earth, and chapter 21 through 28, eight chapters were devoted to his last week.
这个二十一章以后，耶稣最后的一个礼拜差不多啊，占这个全书的四分之一。
So you can see that the last week of Jesus' life occupy about 1/4 of the entire record of his life.
我们再看马可福音。
Let's turn to Mark.
马可福音那个耶稣进耶路撒冷，请问是第几章？
Which chapter did Jesus enter the city of Jerusalem?
对了，第十一章。
Mark chapter 11.
马可福音一共有几章？
How many chapters are there altogether in Mark?
16章，对不对？
16.
后面有六章记载最后一个礼拜的事。
The last six chapters of the 16 chapters describe the last week of Jesus' life.
这是不是一件很奇怪的事情？
Isn't this interesting?
我们再看路加福音。
Let's move on to Luke.
路加，你知道耶稣是在哪一章里面记载他进耶路撒冷？
Which chapter did Jesus enter into the city of Jerusalem?
19,
Chapter 19.
路加福音第十九章，请问路加福音有几章？24章。
24 chapters in Luke.
在路加福音里面，差不多也用四分之一记载最后一个礼拜。
Again, about 1/4 of the Gospel according to Luke was devoted to Jesus' last week on earth.
我们再看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音第几章记载耶稣进耶路撒冷？
Which chapter did Jesus enter the city of Jerusalem in John?
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
约翰福音从第十二章开始就记载耶稣最后一个礼拜的事。
Starting the 12th chapter of John is the record of Jesus' last week on earth until the end of chapter 21.
约翰福音差不多有二分之一都是记载最后一个礼拜。
Close to almost half of the Gospel of John was the record of Jesus' last week on earth.
这个四福音是非常奇妙的。
These four Gospels are very interesting.
记载耶稣的事情记载的最详细的就是他要死的那段时间的事情。
The most detailed account of his life was the account of his last week prior to his death.
假如你有兴趣，你可以研究一下耶稣最后一个礼拜，礼拜一他早上做什么，下午做什么，礼拜二做什么，做什么。你仔细的研究，你会五体投地的，你要敬拜耶稣。
If you will study carefully the record of his last week on earth, you can find out what he did on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so forth, and you would have no choice but to bow down and worship him.
假如你知道耶稣知道他自己就要死，他每天还能够那么样的安静。那么样的想到别人，你不能够不佩服他的。
If you know that Jesus knew that he was going to die, and at his last week on earth he still lived in such peace, you can't help but pay him reverence.
在整个福音书里面，最高潮就是讲到耶稣基督的十字架。
The highest theme in the Gospels is the cross of Jesus.
就是在第一个受难节的那一天。
On that very first day of suffering, the Good Friday, Jesus was hung on the cross for about 6 hours.
从早上9点到下午3点.
From about 9 o'clock in the morning until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon of that Friday.
刚才我们所念的圣经就告诉我们他在那段时间里面怎么样受苦.
The passages we just read a few moments ago consist of descriptions of how he suffered during those hours.
我们知道他就是为我们.
We know that he suffered for us.
我们感谢神, 借着他所拣选的这四个人, 马太, 马可, 路加, 约翰, 把耶稣这些为我们所做的事情这么详细地记载下来。
We thank God that he used these four men, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, to record in such detail of the latter part of Jesus' life for us to read.
我们今天晚上在这里吃圣餐, 我相信有
I believe this evening as we partake of the Lord's Supper, there's a special meaning to each and every one of us. Jesus' body was broken for us and his blood was shed on our behalf. The biography of Jesus is also very unique from any other biographies you may find. Just about any other biography stops at that person's death and his burial. But the four Gospels were not like any one of these biographies. Let's turn to the last chapter of Matthew. Chapter 20 of Matthew talked about how Jesus resurrected after his death. The biography of Jesus did not end with his death, but end with his resurrection. The conclusion of Matthew tells us that there is a resurrected Savior, there's a resurrected Lord. What about the conclusion to the Gospel according to Mark? Turn to Mark chapter 16.
马可福音16章第一节开始也是讲到耶稣复活的事情.
Starting the first verse of Mark 16, we also read about the Jesus' resurrection. He has risen.
可是马可福音比这个马太福音更进一步了.
But Mark went on a step further than Matthew.
大家注意第19节.
Notice verse 19.
这里讲到主耶稣和他们说完了话, 后来, 被接到天上, 坐在神的右边。
Mark chapter 16 verse 19 says, So then when the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God.
这里讲到耶稣基督不但是复活了,而且他升天了。
So Mark took a step further than Matthew in saying that Jesus not only resurrected, but he also ascended into heaven after his resurrection.
大家看出来了吗?
You notice that?
更进了一步。
One step further than Matthew.
一个人单单看马太福音, 他只知道耶稣复活了, 可是不晓得耶稣基督也升天,
if you only read Matthew, if you only read the Gospel according to Matthew, all you would know is that Jesus died and resurrected. But if you go on to read Mark, you would know that he not only resurrected, but he also ascended into heaven.
可是还有第三本,
and then there's the third Gospel according to
在路加福音里面, 不但是讲到耶稣基督复活了, 讲到他升天了,还有更进一步,
Luke took it even a step further than Mark. Not only Jesus resurrected, ascended into heaven, but also went on a step further.
路加福音第24章,
Luke chapter 24.
从第一节开始就讲到耶稣基督复活。
Starting in verse 1 of chapter 24, Luke mentions the resurrection of Jesus.
你再看这个第50节,
verse 50.
这是讲到耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面,就举手给他们祝福,正祝福的时候,他就离开他们被带到天上,这是讲到跟马可福音一样,讲到耶稣升天了。Verse
50 said, And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came about that while he was blessing them, he parted from them. This is the same record of as in Mark about Jesus' ascension.
可是在这个路加福音里面,
but then Luke went on a step further than Mark in saying,
这件事情是什么呢？
What did he say?
请大家看49节。
Let's move back up to verse 49.
耶稣对他的门徒说，我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
Luke 24 verse 49 says, And behold, I'm sending forth the promise of my Father upon you, but you are to stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high.
这个地方耶稣吩咐他的门徒在城里等候，就是在耶路撒冷城等候。
Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he left his last word with his disciples to wait in the city, that is the city of Jerusalem.
耶稣对门徒说，我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上。我父所应许的是什么？
Waiting for what? Jesus wanted him to wait and stay in the city of Jerusalem so until that he sends forth the promise of my Father. He says, the promise of my Father. What is the promise?
主耶稣所说父所应许的就是指的圣灵要降临。
What Jesus was talking about was the coming of the Holy Spirit.Upon the disciples.
在这一节圣经的末了说，你们在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。这个从上头来的能力也是指着圣灵说的。
This verse went on to say that until you are clothed with power from on high. This power from on high also talks about the Holy Spirit, the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost.
你读《使徒行传》开头的地方，就是讲到门徒遵照耶稣的吩咐，他们当耶稣升天以后，他们就回到耶路撒冷城祷告、祷告、等候、等候，圣灵就这样。
If you skip down to the book of Acts, Acts is a continuation of Luke, and it mentions how the disciples waited for the Holy Spirit. They devoted themselves to prayer, waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit in the city of Jerusalem.
大家有没有看出来？路加福音比马可福音更进一步。
Notice that Luke took it even a step further than Mark.
马可只是讲到耶稣复活了升天了，路加讲到不但是耶稣升天了，还没有完事，还要等候圣灵降临。
Mark went a step further than Matthew in saying that Jesus not only resurrected, but he also ascended to heaven. And then Luke went on a step further to say that not only he resurrected, ascended, but the Holy Spirit is going to come.
对我们有非常宝贵的教训。
These are very precious lessons for us Christians.
我们再看第四卷嘛，约翰福音。
Let's move on to the fourth gospel, according to John.
约翰福音里面所讲的话，比路加福音是更进一步的。
John took it a giant step further than Luke.
我们看约翰福音第二十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 21.
这里讲到耶稣复活以后，在提比利亚的海边向他的门徒显现。
Verse 1 of chapter 21 says that after he resurrected, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias.
那个时候彼得觉得非常惭愧。
At that time when Peter saw him face to face, Peter was very shocked.
因为当耶稣被人抓去的时候，彼得三次不承认耶稣。
Because at that, prior to Jesus' arrest,Or at the moment of Jesus' arrest, Peter denied him three times.
耶稣特别向彼得显现。
And so, Jesus particularly showed himself after his resurrection to Peter.
耶稣问彼得你爱我不爱我。
Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than these?
耶稣吩咐彼得说你若是爱我你就要好好的照顾我的羊你好好的服侍我。
And Jesus said, if you love me, tend my sheep.
耶稣最后对彼得说啊第十八节的话，我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
Verse 18 of chapter 21 is very interesting. Jesus said to Peter, Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will gird you and bring you where you do not wish to go.
读耶稣对彼得讲的这个话呀，你年老的时候，别人要把你的手束绑起来，带你到一个你不愿意去的地方，这是什么意思？
What did Jesus mean when he said that when you were younger you walk about freely, but when you get older, someone would gird your hands and would take you, would lead you to places you don't want to go?
十九节
Verse 19 explains this.
耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神说的。
Now this he said, Jesus said, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. Peter's death would glorify God.
耶稣已经预言, 彼得啊, 将来有一天你要为我寻道。
Very simply, Jesus was telling Peter that one day you're going to die as a martyr for my sake.
当耶稣说了这几句话以后, 他就对彼得说啊, 你跟从我吧。
And when Jesus had spoken this, he said to Peter, follow me.
二十节,
Verse 20.
彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的那个门徒跟着就在吃晚饭的时候靠着耶稣胸膛说主啊卖你的是谁的那个门徒这个门徒就是约翰约翰福音的作者约翰彼得看见约翰在旁边他心里就想哎呀我要寻到不晓得约翰怎么样
Verse 20 Peter turning around saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them the one who also had leaned back on his breast at the supper that is John the author of this gospel and said Lord who is the one who betrays you Peter turning around saw John following them and asked Jesus, if I'm going to die for you, what about John?
21节,
Verse 21
彼得看见他就问耶稣说,主啊,这个人将来如何?
Peter therefore seeing him, that is Apostle John, said to Jesus, Lord, and what about this man?
你看耶稣的回答,
and listen to Jesus' reply.
耶稣的回答告诉我们每一个人,我们跟随耶稣,你不要跟别人比较。
Verse 22, Jesus' answer tells us that when you follow Jesus, don't compare yourself to anyone else. If you want to compare yourself to other Christians, it probably become impossible for you to follow Jesus. When you follow Jesus, you must focus completely only upon Jesus and follow him only. Verse 22 is very important.
耶稣对彼得说, 我若要他等到我来的时候, 与你何干呢?
Jesus said to him, that is Peter, if I want him, that is John, to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me.
这个一直等到我来的时候,
now, very interesting, Jesus said that if I want John to remain alive until I come, what does he mean until I come?
我们刚才已经讲到马太福音的结束讲到耶稣复活, 马可福音讲到耶稣升天，路加福音不但是讲到耶稣升天，讲到圣灵还要来。那么约翰福音这里的意思是什么？
Matthew mentions that after Jesus' death, he resurrected from the dead. Mark mentions not only he resurrected, but he also ascended into heaven. Luke mentions not only he resurrected, ascended, but the Holy Spirit is going to come. Now, what does Apostle John mean when he said that Jesus is still going to come?
这是不是讲到圣灵降临的事?
Is this talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit?
我想不是。
I don't think so.
这里讲到我来, 就是指的耶稣基督将来第二次再来。
This verse when Jesus said, if I want him to stay alive until when I come, what he meant by when I come, he is actually telling us his second coming.
大家看出来吗? 约翰福音比路加福音更近了。
Notice that John took it even further than Luke.
我们今天活在二十世纪的基督徒,
those of us Christians living in this 20th century,
马太福音里面所记载的, 路加, 马可, 这个都已经过去了。
All of the things described in Matthew, Mark, and Luke have already taken place.
我们现在等候的是什么呢? 就是耶稣所说我来的时候。
The only thing that is still remained to be fulfilled is the second coming of Jesus as recorded in John.
圣灵老早已经降临了,可是耶稣基督第二次再来还没有发生。
The Holy Spirit had already come at Pentecost, but the second coming of Jesus still has not taken place yet.
其实在约翰福音里面好多地方耶稣都在暗示,将来他还要再来审判这个事。
Actually, before Jesus left toward the end of the Gospel according to John, for several chapters in many places, Jesus kept on hinting that he is coming back again. He will be coming back again.
我们 很多人很熟悉的约翰福音第十四章，耶稣讲到，在我父的家里有许多住处，啊，我若是预备好了地方，我就要接你们到我那里去。那都是讲到耶稣将来再来的事情。Actually,
before Jesus' death in John chapter 14, he mentioned many times, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again for you and to receive you.
我们知道主耶稣来的日子越来越近。We
know that the second coming of Jesus is approaching very, very close to our days.
耶稣基督再来,这个世界将有一个大的审判。
At the second coming of Jesus, this world will face a great judgment.
每一个曾经生在世上的人, 无论已经去世了多久，将来都要在耶稣的面前受审。
Every single person who has been born into this world will face Jesus as a judge.
可是我们信耶稣的人，我们知道，圣经里面除了讲到末日的审判以外，还有其他的审判。
The Bible not only talks about the judgment in the last day, but there's also another judgment.
我想耶稣基督的十字架也是一个审判。
I believe the cross of Jesus also represents another judgment.
我想今天晚上在圣诞节的晚上，我们要强调这个审判。
I feel that tonight on Good Friday service, we need to emphasize this particular judgment on the cross.
当耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，他向神祷告说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
When Jesus was hanging on the cross right before he gave up his last breath, he says, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
为什么圣洁的神离开耶稣？
Why is it that the holiest God departed from the person of Jesus?
因为耶稣担当我们世人的罪。
Because right there, that very moment, Jesus took on all the sins of the world.
你我的罪都在他身上。
The sins that you and I commit.And have committed or are going to commit, Jesus put on himself that very moment.
大家看出来没有？当耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，那是一次很厉害的审判。
Remember that very moment when Jesus hung on the cross and said, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" That was a very tremendous, fierce judgment being placed on him.
耶稣替我们受罪的审判。
That very moment, Jesus went through the judgment of sin for each one of us.
因为他受审判，我们可以免了审判。
Because he has already gone through the judgment for us, we don't need to go through that same judgment.
将来世界末日，那些不信耶稣的人被审判，丢在那个地狱痛苦里的时候，我们不必这样，因为耶稣已经替我们受审判。
In the last the judgment that is going to take place in the last day, every person who is born into this world, whether living or dead at that time, will go through that judgment, except for those Christians, because Jesus has gone through that for us already.
我们今天晚上在这里不但是纪念耶稣的十字架，也要吃圣餐。
This evening, we not only want to remember the cross of Jesus, we also want to partake of the Lord's Supper.
我们吃圣餐的时候，就是纪念耶稣为我们死。
As we partake of the Lord's Supper, we remember the death of Jesus.
我们大家一起看哥林多前书第十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
这个哥林多前书十一章啊，我们在圣餐的时候很多次都念过了。
We read this passage many times whenever we partake of the Lord's Supper.
从这个二十三节开始，都是讲到这个圣餐有关的经文。
Starting at verse 23 of the First Corinthians 11 talks about the Lord's Supper.
这里告诉我们，吃圣餐是纪念主。
This passage tells us that when we partake of the Lord's Supper is to remember the death of Jesus.
这里二十六节讲到我们要吃圣餐，要吃这饼，喝这杯，是表明主的死，一直等到他来。这是讲到我们盼望耶稣再来。
Verse 26 said, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So we not only remember his death, but we also look forward.To his coming.
28节告诉我们应当省察自己。
Verse 28 says, "But let a man examine himself."
省察自己。
Examine himself.
我请大家注意这几个字，省察自己。
I'd like to call your attention to these few words. Let a man examine himself.
一个人在吃圣餐的时候，这是另外一种的审判。
When you partake of the Lord's Supper, that is another kind of judgment.
大家看出来没有？我今天晚上讲到三种的审判。
I don't know if you're still following. This evening, I'm talking about three kinds of judgments.
世界末日的审判是神审判一切犯罪的人。
The judgment in the last day is a general judgment for the unbelievers.
十字架是讲到耶稣基督代替我们受罪的审判。
The cross is a judgment which Jesus took upon himself on our behalf.
刚才所读的经文就是讲到另外一种的审判，我们自己审判自己。
And then verse 28, let each man examine, he'll talk about a third kind of judgment, that is the judgment that we place on ourselves in examining ourselves.
这个自己审判自己是很要紧。
This is a very important type of judgment, judging.
在神面前，在吃圣餐以前反省自己。
Before we partake of the Lord's Supper, we need to examine ourselves, we need to judge ourselves.
在以前哥林多的教会里面有很多人吃圣餐很随便。
At one time, the Christians in Corinth, the Corinthian church, they partake of the Lord's Supper without much respect.
你看这个二十九节讲什么？
Notice verse 29.
人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪呀。
For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself if he does not judge the body rightly.
因为哥林多人在吃圣餐的时候很随便的，好像吃自己的罪呀。结果是什么呢？三十节讲到有三种的结果。因此在你们中间，第一种，好些人软弱，可能是灵性的软弱，可能是身体的软弱。第二种讲到生病了，第三种讲到什么？死的也不少。
Verse 29 says that at that time many Christians in Corinth were taking the Lord's Supper very lightly. They did not examine themselves and judge themselves. And as a result, in verse 30 says, For this reason many among you are weak, and many are sick, and also a number sleep. The sleep there actually represent death.
保罗提醒主内的弟兄姐妹，我们在吃圣餐的时候要反省自己。
Paul cautioned the believers in Corinth that when we partake of the Lord's Supper, we need to examine ourselves.
假如我们在吃圣餐的时候反省自己，我们自己审判自己，我们求神赦免我们的罪，承认我们的罪，赦免我们的罪。
If we examine ourselves, we judge ourselves, we confess our sins.After we examine ourselves, and God forgives our sins.
你看三十一节、三十二节。
Verse 31 and 32.
我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候，乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。
Verse 31. But if we judged ourselves rightly, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord in order that we may not be condemned along with the world.
免得和我们和世人一同定罪，这句话很有意思。
In order that we may not be condemned along with the world, this phrase is very meaningful.
我们若是在神面前反省自己，向神认罪，得到神的赦免，我们就不会跟世人一同被定罪。
But this verse says that if we judge ourselves rightly before the Lord, then we will not be judged along with the world.
能够反省自己。
I hope that this evening, before we partake of the Lord's Supper, we can all examine ourselves.
求神赦免我们。
Ask God to reveal our sins to us and ask and confess those sins to Him.
让我们能够得到主的赦免，得到圣灵的能力，过讨神喜悦的生活。
So that we can receive the power from the Holy Spirit and we can live a life that is pleasing to the Lord.